It's Friday, and hello, I'm Alan O'Donoghue, and if you listen to this podcast each week, you probably know already that I teach two classes, GCSE Computing, but really this podcast is about my Year 10 GCSE Computing class, and this week I've got two special guests who've come here. In fact, I've got two pupils from my class, and I'm going to ask them some questions, and I just thought it might be useful for people who listen to the podcast to hear all about it. So I'm going to ask them a couple of questions. So the first thing is, if you could just tell me a little bit, what do you think about what we've been doing so far, the kind of things in class? What have you enjoyed? And you know, we've done lots of programming recently in class.
Yeah, we've just spent the lesson today doing about the internet and how it works, and internet protocols and
IP
domain name servers. I never knew about that, and I thought it was really interesting.
Right.
That's really like, things like this are the reason I took computing, because I want to know about how things work.
Do you think that we do too much of that kind of theoretical stuff, or
I thought that's really what you want in a computing, to learn how computers work.
I think there's a good balance between the practical stuff we do and then kind of like the theoretical stuff we do, because like we don't just like do practical stuff, we also like learn about the actual stuff, so it's like really balanced.
So at the moment as well, we've not really done a lot of theory in class recently. We've been doing it all as homeworks, you know, and I've been setting them as homeworks. How have you found the homeworks? So I've given you a textbook, I've given you an exercise book, and then each week, you know, you get told what to do. How have you been finding them?
I thought they're good, because of the way you set them, to say, like, you need to only make notes, that just copy it out, it makes it easier to remember them. And when we do the tests afterwards, you know, it's all in an easy to read place. And the way, I mean, I've never seen any other teachers try and tell us to do that. And it's,
oh, so it's different from what you've done in other subjects, So what kind of, is it better or worse or what? I mean, be honest.
I prefer this type of homework being given out.
Yeah,
I definitely find it easy, because instead of like getting like loads of homework and doing it all in one go, you're kind of like setting it out, so you're doing like a different topic each week for homework, and then you like write it all down in like a way you'll understand in your actual book, and then you kind of like remember it better, so when you come to the test you have a better understanding of like stuff.
Great. Now I'm looking at your results, and the two of you seem to be doing really well on the tests. Your parents can look at this. Do you know if your parents have looked at this?
My mum has.
Yeah? Did she look? Did you have to tell her, or did she go and look at it herself? Or?
Oh, no. My mum was like, oh, I've got an email after Mr. O'Donoghue. What's this about? So I had to open it for her, because she's not very well at that kind of stuff. But
And you've got, I'm just looking at your scores compared to others in the class. And, you know, you two should be feeling really proud of how you're doing. Was that nice to be able to show to your parents and say?
My mum was really proud of me.
My mum and dad are glad that I'm doing well in something that I enjoy, like computing.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, so let's have a look at something else. So the other thing that I've got in that same document is the programming assignment that we're doing at the moment. So I've broken it down by task. Do you find the fact that we're sharing this with people in class, do you find that helps in any way? Or
because it could show other people. You mean the document?
The document, so to look at the document where it's like showing where people are,
it also shows where I am as well, so I know how well I am up to the very last bit, and it just kind of eggs me on to do well, so it is good to see other people's progress as well. You can compare how well you're doing to other people,
how far you're getting along compared to other people, so like if you start like falling behind everyone else, you know, oh, I'm supposed to like I should start trying harder and trying to do more. Then if you're really ahead of other people, like, well, wait a minute, I can slow down. I can think through it more.
So we've got the time over here in the right-hand side, and you've got about another 5 hours on there, and you can see when you look down some people.
Yeah.
So we're saying, well, there's a person here who's had half the amount of time, and when you look, they're about half of the way through. So you can kind of think, oh, you don't need to worry about it so much.
It does show, like, the progression of certain people in the class and how well they perform. You can see some...
So you'll see some that are not, they might not be that proud if their parents were looking at it, no? But that can kind of make you feel a little bit better about how you're doing. Do you understand this Pinky Partners thing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, I understand the Pinky Partners, yeah.
So why am I, do you know why I'm doing that?
Is it
to kind of like help, so like if you don't understand something, then your partner can help you understand it and So, like, you're stronger together, like...
That's it. Why do you think I've picked certain people? I mean, you can probably see, looking at it, why do you think people would be pink?
People are matched together, like, of different abilities, so they can help each other.
Well, I mean, what we've got is we've picked out the people who are furthest out in the front, the pink people.
Yeah.
And we've tried to make... And then what I've done is I've said to those people that what you've got to do, if you're a pink person, you've got to work with somebody who's not a pink person, really. But it doesn't always quite work out that way.
No.
So I wonder if there was somebody, let's say a teacher was listening to this, and they weren't teaching GCSE computing in their school, and I was that teacher, and I was saying to you now, well, I'm thinking of introducing GCSE computing. Is there anything that you'd say to them, like to encourage them to think about introducing it?
If I was to encourage someone to put a computing lesson into the school, I'd tell them how beneficial it is for the students, and if you can get good enough if you can get the children to do well enough, it can certainly bring up the school, because not many schools teach computing and things like that.
And have you, I mean, if you hadn't chosen this, and that option hadn't been available to you, I guess you would have chosen something else completely instead. And so, do you know, would there have been another subject like it? Was the one that you had to drop to do this, or was it like your second choice?
No, this was one of my second choices that I picked. If I didn't do this, I probably would have gone for something else that one of my friends were going for like art or something. But I'm like one of the, there's only like three girls in this class who's actually picked computing, so.
Which is a shame. I really wanted more, and I'm hoping we can get more in the future. Well, thanks very much. Thank you for that. So there was the views of some of the pupils from my class. So I've had three lessons this week, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. And we've actually had a real mix of what we've done this week. So Monday was the controlled assessment. So we've gone back to that. We've spent 10 hours on that spread out over a number of weeks. We're doing about an hour or 2 hours a week, some weeks on that. And then that was pretty much the whole hour on Monday. The reason why I did that was because I've just remembered Monday was our first day back. No, it wasn't. No, it was the first day after the weekend. Yeah. I spent all of last week preparing for the controlled assessment. Now, Tuesday, I played a little game on Tuesday. So I've got this Google document, which I keep sharing with the children, and I've got their test scores in there and where they're up to with their coursework. And if you want to go and have a look at it, you can. It's tinyurl.com/10ACO1. So in that spreadsheet, what I did was I went to one of the tabs in it and I copied their... I have like a homework monitoring system where it codes them green if they're, you know, there's loads of evidence of homework completion, amber if it's gaps, and red if it's terrible. So what I did was I removed all of the scores for the whole class so that nobody could see what their scores were. And then I removed some of the pupils and jumbled them up a bit. And we played a game a bit like Play Your Cards Right, but we called it Play Your Scores Right. And I showed them the first score and then they had to guess, depending on the colour that somebody got, if they got a test score that was higher or lower than the previous one. And we did this for about 10 moves. And I asked different people in the class, and every time, of course, they got it right. And I said, well, what's going on here? And they said, well, it's obvious. You know, if you do the homework, you get a high score result. And if you don't do the homework, you get a really rubbish one, which was the point I was trying to prove. So that worked really nicely. Now, on Tuesday, I've also set their homework for the next 6 weeks now. So again, I'm still using that Susan Robson book. And I've given them a list, which is also in a Google document now. There's no getting away from it. They're all there available online. And I've set them one topic per week. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no, some weeks we get two topics. And then they've got a test on the 21st of May based on what we've been doing for the homeworks. Now, also, so this is today. So in today's lesson, when they came in, I gave them a piece of paper and I asked them to, I said, I'm going to test them on a few questions. So they had to write down the answers to these questions. So the first one was, I gave them a telephone number. I didn't tell them it was a telephone number. I just told, I said it was a school telephone number. It was 01772-326900. I didn't tell them what it was. I asked them to write it down and then explain what they thought it was. Then I read out another number, and it was the school fax number, but I didn't tell them, and I asked them to explain what it was. Then I asked them to write down a friend's mobile number, and they were asking me if they could get their phones out of their bags and pockets. And I said, no, come on, just think of one friend and write down their mobile number. And they were leaving blanks. And I got to the fourth question was, imagine you're somewhere, you're stranded with some friends and you need to get in touch with mum or dad and your phone's out of charge. What's mum or dad's mobile number? And hardly anybody in the class knew what their parents' mobile number was. And then, I asked them. But again, the point I was trying to prove to the... Well, I asked them, right, talk to the person sat next to you. Sorry, think first, then talk to the person next to you. What is the point of this? So they figured out the point is humans are not very good at remembering numbers. Lots of numbers. And I thought that was a good way then to introduce Internet Protocol and DNS. DNS is a dynamic naming system that's used so that rather than typing in a 32-bit number to connect to a server somewhere on the internet, instead you just type in the domain in text like google.com or youtube.com. So today in the lesson, what I did was I showed them, there's a video online on YouTube called A Packet's Tale, and it shows about how when you look for something online and you send it converted, it's broken, it's put into a package, it's sent out across the Atlantic over fiber optic cable, all that. And that was a bit that one of the pupils was talking about before when I said, what did you think about today's lesson? So I had another motive today, which was I wanted to show them that when they're doing their homework, I really want a lot more diagrams. When they do their homeworks at the moment, they're writing out loads and loads and loads of notes, copious notes in their book. And I'm not really sure that's the most effective way of remembering or learning something, where the point I was trying to make to them is if they have to represent it in a drawing or a diagram or a doodle, that's having to go through another process where they're having to digest something to really understand it and then express it. So there we go. That's what I've been doing this week. If you want to know more about this, you want to contact me, I've got a page online which is about.me/Alan O'Donoghue, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at TechnoTeacher, TEKNO Teacher. I've got lots of events coming up very soon. I've always got lots of events. We've got a Raspberry Jam in York on the Saturday the 8th of April. We've got lots of people coming along there to talk and demonstrate and run classes and workshops all around the Raspberry Pi. We've got an event. We've got a Hack Day coming up a week on Friday. And that's another Hack to the Future version. And this is an e-safety-themed Hack to the Future, where in the morning they're going to have a sort of crisis management session where they're going to be given separate elements of a story about something that's happened to one of their classmates, and they have to try and come up with some ideas about how they would solve that problem. And then later in the day, they're going to be using tools like Mozilla Thimble from the Mozilla WebMaker package to build a website. And we've got lots of people coming into the school for the day to support those groups. What else have we got? We've got Computing at School Hub meetings in Preston. We've got three more of those to happen. We've got two in June and one in July. We're running some hack jams at UCLan, that's the university here in Preston. We've got one on Saturday the 29th of June and one on Saturday the 20th of April. And we're hoping to get up to 70 children, parents, teachers, all to come along and learn how to make amazing stuff on the web. And also we're running the Young Rewired State Summer School. So thank you for listening. Bye.